Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Hello, listeners. My name is Brian Cleveland, and welcome to another 2 hours of fine Canadian music, brand new Canadian music from across the country that we'll be bringing to you in the program this week. Going to hear from a whole bunch of different artists, lots of great new releases coming into the station this week, so stay tuned. If you're tuning into the program for the very first time, we broadcast live on Local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association Program Exchange, radioforall.net, and the iTunes podcasting service. So listen at your leisure. We're going to kick it off today with Montreal-based songwriter Michael Feuerstack, who's better known by his alias of Snail House, but that all changes this spring, which is right now, when he releases his first album under his own name. Tambourine Deathbed is due out on May 7th, but we have it in our hands now, and it is coming out through Forward Music Group. The 12-track collection features contributions from Canadian sax god Colin Stetson, Little Scream leader Laura Springlemeyer, Luya's Matthew Charbonneau, former Islands collaborator Sebastian Cho, Arcade Fire's Jeremy Guerra, and more. And according to the press release, this album marks a new beginning for Feuerstack and weaves together all the rich experience and influences of his vast and varied career. We're going to hear the closing track from that new record, which is called Scorekeeper. Then we're going to hear the opening track to Zach Krause's new release called Paddle to the Ocean, and that song is called Oh My Soul. Zach Krause is a multi-instrumentalist from Halifax who's also a filmmaker and expedition kayaker. On April 23rd, 2009, he witnessed the death of his friend during a kayaking accident, and after being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, Krause decided to use his passion for music and kayaking as part of his recovery. In 2011, Krause toured his first solo album, You Can Plan to Do Nothing, from Ottawa, Ontario, back home to Nova Scotia without the assistance of motor vehicles, by paddling across the East Coast. Paddle to the Ocean is a story of Zach's trip and his fight against PTSD, and also the name of the original soundtrack to the film that comes out in May, and was a film that he helped fund through an Indiegogo campaign. All right, so here is Michael Feuerstack. You're about to hear a track called Scorekeeper. Stay tuned. This is just the beginning of the mixtape, bringing you all the latest and greatest in new Canadian music over the next 2 hours.
Nobody knows.
That was a track called Oh My Soul by Zach Krause from Halifax from his new record, Paddle to Ocean. So definitely check that out. It comes out in just a couple weeks and it is available for your listening pleasure. Before that, you heard Michael Feuerstack, whose new album Tambourine Deathbed comes out on May 7th, and you heard the closing track to his new album, and that was called Scorekeeper. We're going to move on to another new release from Hooded Fang, who late last year, the Toronto Outfits announced plans to issue a new LP titled Graves with a Z sometime in the spring. And the band have now confirmed that the record arrives on May 28th. So we were slightly surprised to receive it in the mail yesterday, which happens occasionally. You know, usually we'll sometimes get the records a little early, a week or two early, so that we can give them, some taste to you, the adoring public out there who will hopefully buy their records from what you hear on the radio and other sources. But yeah, a month in advance is a little earlier than expected. So it was a nice surprise. I didn't even know that it was coming out yet. So that's great. A press release notes that the 10 song set builds off the spontaneous, lively, heavily splintered guitar sound present on their 2011 effort, Tosta Mista, though the new album apparently branches out with touches of 60s tropicalia on the track Wasteland, Psychedelia, The Blues, and more. A statement from singer and songwriter Dan Lee says, "It's not called Graves for any real reason, but may refer to the impending lurk of death. Some of it is about instances in life. Some of it is general imagery or nonsense." The LP was recorded as a friend's studio and features demos tweaked in Lee's bedroom, and is also the first record to feature the current lineup of Lee, bassist April Elirmo, guitarist Lan Haley, and drummer D. Alex Meeks. We're going to give you a pretty big taste of this record here. You're going to hear tracks 2 through 5. You're going to hear Graves, Ode to Subterranea, Bye Bye Land, and the previous mentioned track, Wasteland. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Mixtape, and here is a whole slew of new tracks from Hooded Fang. Listening to the mixtape, and that was a taste of the brand new album from Toronto's Hooded Fang called Graves. You heard tracks called Graves, also Ode to Subterranea, Bye Bye Land, and Wasteland. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're just tuning into the program, the mixtape is brought to you live from St. John, New Brunswick, by local 107.3 FM, by local 107.3 FM CFMH, and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association Program Exchange, radioforall.net. That's a number four, radioforall.net, where you can download the program, or iTunes, where you can subscribe to the podcast. All right, we're going to jump into something local to me. You've played this artist on the program a couple of times, and his debut CD is called Memories of East Africa. We've played quite a few tracks from it over the last few weeks, and so you would assume that, of course, it must be out, but actually the official CD release party is this very weekend on Saturday, April 20th. It's Wayne Hansen, Memories of East Africa. The show begins at 7 p.m. and also features Brad White and Dave Hansen at Taco Pico, which is on 96 Germain Street in St. John, New Brunswick. So if you're available, definitely come on out. It should be a fine show. And yeah, you can pick up your copy of the album. And other ways to check it out is music.waynehansen.ca. With that said, we're going to hear a few of the tracks from his record. You're going to hear Song for Samson, Long Way From Home, and Zanzibar. Stay tuned.
Thank you. long way from here and a long way from home. I'm a long way from here and a long way from home. this is where I stay alone.
That was three tracks by Wayne Hansen from his new debut record, Memories of East Africa. And the official CD release party is this weekend in St. John, New Brunswick at Taco Pica on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. So if you're able, definitely go check it out. Also recommend that you make a reservation if you'd like a table. All right, we're going to jump into a garage rock group from Calgary called The Tontos, whose self-titled album is released in November, but we just received a copy the other day and was recorded by themselves over the summer of 2012 on an 8-track recorder with one condenser mic and one SM58 mic. And we're going to hear a few tracks from that record. We're going to hear Cody J, Build a Cabin, and Boat Shoes. You're listening to The Mixtape. Here are The Tontos.
Thank you.
let's get together.
That was the Tontos with three tracks from their self-titled debut record for the Calgary Garage Rock Group. You heard tracks called Cody J, Build a Cabin, and Boat Shoes. We're nearing the end of the halfway mark of the program, the first hour of the mixtape, where myself, Brian Cleveland, strives to bring you the latest and greatest in Canadian music and more. I think we've done a fine job over the first hour, so stay tuned. All kinds of great stuff coming up, as well as a really awesome record that I was really excited to receive in the mail yesterday. I won't tell you much about it, aside from it involving a lot of saxophones. So, you know, if there's a new record coming out that you're thinking about from a really excellent Canadian musician that involves lots of saxophones, maybe you have a little bit of an idea of what we're talking about, but maybe not. So we're going to hear from We Are Wolves, who it had been nearly 4 years since they had released their previous album, but all that changed when the bilingual Montreal rock band dropped L'Amour Pop Club on February 26th. Recording and mixing on the album was handled by the production duo of Adrian Popovich and Joseph Donovan, who have worked with Sam Roberts and the Deers at Mountain City Studio. According to the press release, L'Amour Pop Club confirms a tight relationship the band has formed with minimalism. It flirts with fuzzy garage punk riffs without putting aside their usual analog experimentation and melodic constructions. I've really enjoyed a little bit that I have heard from this record. We're going to hear the closing track called Sudden Little Death. Stay tuned. We'll take a quick break after this track, but a whole hour worth of brand new Canadian music coming your way after that. Stay tuned.